So today I'm up in Manchester. Obviously, it's the day of the big debate later on. So we have David Blunkett in town. David, tell me what you've been doing whilst you've been up.
Been working with Lucy Powell, our candidate here, and with Paul Goggins, my old friend and Minister for Northern Ireland. We've been talking to people about antisocial behaviour, about the measures that we brought in over the last 13 years, the antisocial behaviour orders, the curfew and dispersal orders, the Antisocial Behaviour Act, how that needs to be linked not just with enforcement but with tackling problems in the community, particularly with young people, getting parenting classes and parenting orders going, trying to ensure that people feel that we are on their side, that we are backing them, working alongside them, not trying to do everything for them, but and not being painted as Cameron would have us, as being sort of big government, state government, but actually being mutual partners, all of us being interdependent. That's what we've been talking about, and that's got a terrific resonance with people living in one of the most deprived parts of the constituency here in Manchester, who know that they need the government working with them. They don't want to be left alone. Over to you, Gov, so that it's your job to sort everything out. Government will wash its hands of it. That was the Thatcherite mantra in the 1980s, and it was very clever because she said, look, I'm not responsible for unemployment. It's not our job as government to do anything about unemployment. It's your job. Over to you. So you can't blame the government if the government won't take the blame. And the Tories are going to do exactly the same with social policy, with the problems that we've been discussing this afternoon.
And Lucy, you're a candidate in Withington here. Tell me what you're hearing on the doorstep.
It's actually very positive on the doorstep. I think we've still got a lot of people who are undecided, so maybe this debate tonight will help focus people's minds and crystallise exactly what they want to do. But overwhelmingly, what people say to me is we really don't want the return to a Tory government. So they feel more empowered to vote this time than maybe they did in the past when there was going to be a Labour government, kind of whatever they did, really.
And Paul, what about Withenshaw?
Withenshaw's going well. We're doing a tough campaign. Every vote, of course, has got to be won, and you can't assume anything in any seat these days. But it's a good campaign. Everybody's out working very hard. We're confident that we can win, and I'm confident that we can win nationally. But it's a big choice people have got to face up to in these next 2 or 3 weeks about which way they want the country to go. And we can't let slip the progress we've made. You look at Withenshaw, we've made huge strides improving the performance at schools, the kind of refurbishment of housing, law and order, all of these things, we've made progress. We can't let that be frittered away. We've got to build on it for the future.
And by the way, he won't say so, but the contribution that Paul Goggins has made with Sean Woodward, with Peter Mandelson before that, with Mo, and of course with Tony Blair and Gordon on Northern Ireland, people have just pocketed the fact that in the last 13 years there's been a complete transformation of the Northern Ireland situation, and this guy's played a really important part in it.
And last word to you, David. Tell me, I hear you're on TV tonight. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm with the William Hagan, Paddy Ashdown. We're the monkeys after the organ grinders, and I think tonight in the big debate, in the leaders' debate, we'll see substance over PR. We'll see someone who has international esteem in leading not just this country, but the developed world out of the global meltdown, a situation where we've now got the projected greatest growth of developed countries. We are coming through with the lowest unemployment of any of the developed countries. That's down to Gordon Brown, and that substance is what will shine through against the PR expert, the PR professional of Cameron. And I don't really know what you can say about Nick Clegg, except that if he understands his own party's economic policy, then I'm a Dutchman.
So 1-0 to Labour then, I take it.
I hope it'll be 1-0. I think people will need time to reflect on the debate and not to be pushed into instant judgments by the pundits. And tonight, of course, I'll be a pundit.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.